Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about around the NFL. Isaiah Bond turned himself in there's some allegations that came up about sexual assault, and someone on the text line, the Jim Aller, the Texas Hammer text line. My bad, Jim. 713-572-4610 said, the news about Bond ensures he's just going to be available for the Chiefs. They're going to draft him and Worthy is going to then be another issue for the rest of the NFL. And I'm like, sounds about right.
Book it, yeah.
That does sound about right, because the Chiefs, like, look, they have, I don't know, a lot of teams are like, zero tolerance policy. The Chiefs seem to be like,
we're good.
I don't know, keep it football.
Zero's more of a guideline than a rule.
It's like how about low tolerance policy? Can we do that? Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, they went and acquired Kadarius Toney. They seem to be like, can you ball?
But honestly, when you a good team like that, man, you could put anybody on that damn team, man.
And you get away with it a lot easier.
Yep.
I mean, they have been getting away with, because, I mean, they went to the Super Bowl with some sorry line. Yeah. Wide receiving corps at times. All right. But let's circle back around to these Rockets. Set for the playoffs. They're playing again tonight against the Lakers. I feel like we probably know that this is going to be a relatively light squad. I know that, and of course, as I'm going to say that, I forget, but somebody else has been ruled out once more. I'm not sure if it's going to be like the full complement of guys ruled out in the same way, but it seems like they've made their decision that they're going to kind of let the stay ready squad handle the rest of the
way.
I
like that. I've never used that before.
They've talked about it on various broadcasts. Yeah. And I think every squad in the NBA has to kind of have a little bit of a stay ready crew, because you have guys that are, you know, not getting the minutes on the floor in games. So they have to, like, in order to do that, they kind of have these stay ready games, you know, 3-on-3 or 5-on-5s with, you know, coaches or what have you, or 4-on-4s, just to kind of keep them in some level of game shape. But regardless, either here or there, this team is ready to go to the playoffs. But I think for some, there's still an acknowledgement that, hey, adding that star talent, adding that person who you can have a little bit as a centerpiece, especially in those big moments, is going to matter a lot. We'll see if maybe they have somehow, you know, kind of circumvented that in a somewhat Oklahoma City Thunder type way.
Yeah.
When we get to the playoffs, however, Brian Windhorst was on ESPN yesterday. In fact,
yes,
and he had some kind of intel. He had kind of a perspective on the Suns and what they're doing with Kevin Durant that I think would impact the Rockets.
I don't even think they understand yet, and I don't think the fans are going to understand it yet either. When you look at this Kevin Durant trade, they're going to have to seriously consider trading Kevin Durant for flexibility. This is a new concept in the NBA. And I can understand you hear me say that and you go, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, trade for flexibility? I want 4 first-round draft picks. I want 3 great young players. I want a guy who's going to come in and be on all... No, I'm telling you, they're going to probably have to seriously trade Kevin Durant to get out of jail.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I heard this, I went like, I don't get this. A lot of people said that. Then you start to realize where he's really going with this, and it has to do with, and I don't want to bog people down. I mean, this is your realm more than mine.
Oh, the CBA.
Yeah.
You got to have a law degree to like fully get into it. And the NBA has the most convoluted CBA because they're trying to keep maintain a competitive balance while also having like, you know, a smaller rosters and more impactful singular players. It gets really tough, but they've added this additional level where when it comes to, because it's a soft cap, right? Mm-hmm. So like you can pay over the cap. However, there's taxes to try and make those prohibitive, and they added layers of taxes so that it goes
aprons.
Higher. Aprons, as they call it, where it goes higher. But not only do you pay more money in tax, but also there's some things that are prohibitive. You can lose flexibility and ability to kind of trade and accumulate different players into a trade where you can send multiple players out to get one. Like sometimes you can lose the ability to do that, or sometimes you can lose straight up draft picks. So teams want to stay below those aprons. It's helpful. And I think that the Suns have been in that place because Matt Ishbia, who is the new owner, he just bought the team or bought into the team a couple years back. But he came in and he seemed to want to just throw money at things.
And he did.
And he wanted to just build a super team, as evidenced by, you know, the Bradley Beal deal. They put Kevin Durant there, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and they're like, let's roll this out. And it has not worked for them. And they're sitting in that second apron area where it's getting more and more prohibitive. And it's, you know, the walls are closing in on your ability to make things happen. I think that's what Winhurst is talking about when he talks about flexibility.
So let's not talk about, caps and apron one and apron two. Let's try to put it in regular terms here.
Okay.
And what he just said, in essence, correct me if I'm wrong or if you think I'm wrong, the Rockets are not out of the Kevin Durant stakes, but it makes it more complicated and puts probably more teams in the mix. And the reason for that is, again, forget all the details of all the aprons and caps and things like that. More teams are going to be able to, the Clippers released Paul George. That's how they got good all of a sudden again, because they didn't have to mess with all these aprons, which kind of limit the trades and the deals you can make. Like you can't do you can't do sign and trades and all this other stuff. So basically what this means is the Rockets aren't out of the deal, but more people are going to be able to make a deal for Kevin Durant.
And I think what you're saying is like, for what you would typically think you get back for a star player,
a bunch of picks,
you're not necessarily going to be able to take all those things back. You can get back a bunch of picks.
Yeah.
But like the idea
of the other things too,
players and stuff, those things are going to be a little bit tougher in the get back. And so maybe more teams will be able to get in the sweepstakes, because what they're offering in that instance would not necessarily be the all the things that they're sending back, but also the ability and the flexibility that the Suns would be able to get back, the impetus for the trade. I still think the Rockets would have...
No, they're in the hunt.
Not even in the hunt. I still think they'd be the leader in the clubhouse here, because one, for whatever it is worth, I think that Kevin Durant's desires would put him in a place where the Rockets would be appealing, right? This is a place that I think he likes, and then specifically he has a supreme respect for Ime Udoka, as I think a lot of people in this league do. But on top of that, the Suns, whenever you are a bad team in a sport that drafts, it is beneficial to have your badness be worth something, which is being able to use the height, the value of the pick that you're going to get for being bad for yourself. Right now, the Suns don't have that, because that is being conferred to the Rockets, right? The Rockets have the opportunity at that currently like ninth best ninth best draft position as it stands, or opportunity in the lottery with the Suns pick.
But what
in order to get Kevin Durant, you might be able to offer them, hey, let's take this bad season and make it worth your while in getting your pick back. And I think no other team can do that for you.
But that's fair. But the Suns are trying to get back to where they can build a roster again.
Sure.
And that means they need expiring contracts and salary dumps. Can the Rockets play that game? You know, can they offer anything? Yes, the picks, but they're not equipped to get into the business of offering these salary dumps and expiring contracts.
The things that would help them get some relief on the salary cap.
Doesn't matter what Kevin Durant wants.
Sure.
The Suns want, hey, man, we got to get good again as soon as possible. So that's why I'm saying other teams can. Other teams can say, we can dump this guy, we can do this, you know, sign and trade, we can do this and that. So that's why the Rockets are not out of it, but it doesn't matter what Kevin Durant wants. The Suns want to be able to get back underneath that apron two and apron one and all that stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that's a fair point to make note of because, the Rockets have a lot of relatively young, talented players. Like, that's what they're trading in.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have a ton, and I need to look at their salary cap table to see if they have any, like, you know, and I don't think you have any of those expiring deals with a large enough contract where you're getting the level of relief.
Whereas some other contending teams,
on the salary cap.
Other contending teams that want Durant might go, well, we can do this sign and trade. We can dump this salary.
And you can quickly knock some of that money off of your cap.
Yeah. And then the Suns are happy.
Yeah.
And then that team gets Durant basically as a rental.
All right, so one of the things that's interesting with this is, like, we're talking about this as if it's a given that this team would want and utilize the services of Kevin Durant. There's enough people that are speaking in on the Twitch, the YouTube page. I know that people get mad about that. And the text line that they're out on Kevin Durant, 36 years old, has had some injury issues. And, I mean, if you want to go to this place, which I don't know if it's entirely fair, when was the last time he got out of the second round of the playoffs with his teams? And of course, if you're going to do this in any sport, basketball is probably one of the ones that it's the most fair because one player can impact the aptitude or the altitude of a team more than any other. How fair do you think that is? How fair do you think it is to ask if this team should even actually employ or try and employ the services of Kevin Durant?
I think it's both. And I don't mean to be wishy-washy, but, listening to the guys this morning, I thought they brought up a good point. You know, he's almost an apples to apples comparison to what Peyton Manning was when he was traded. The Texans were involved, and he was traded to the Denver Broncos. 1 year, he was actually pretty good. You know, his first year was actually pretty good.
It was kind of legendary good a little bit too.
Second year, he wasn't, but they won the Super Bowl. You know, so that could be Kevin Durant. You know, and I think that is a good comparison to make. On the other hand, you know, to have Kevin Durant, even that really good or pretty good season, as you were talking about, with this squad, you might win it all.
I would consider
you
it.
You might win it all.
Yeah, I would consider it, but with all the assets I got, I would definitely look elsewhere and see who I can probably get for these picks, too, that could impact this thing. I would look around elsewhere, but I would consider all options.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's absolutely something that I think Rafael Stone has proven that he is willing to do, and it's going to be important to do. It just feels like, especially the caliber of player that you would want to add, especially, and I understand where people are coming from. This is an NBA team that is second in the West. But can I point you towards the Memphis Grizzlies, who, what was that, two seasons ago? They were in the exact same place that you were. A very young, talented team on the development. You're like, oh, man, where can this grow to? Second in the West? And they've seen that backslide that happens. These things are not necessarily a given, and you want to strike while the iron is hot. That is my personal perspective on this. But I understand, like, Kevin Durant has his warts, but I don't know that the perfect star player makes themselves available. Or maybe they do. Like, maybe it does. But I don't see a better option as of right this moment. And, of course, the beautiful thing is that you don't have to make that decision as of right this moment.
Right.
You get to see what the playoffs show you
who steps up, who shows more.
You get to see maybe who becomes more available than we had anticipated prior when you get to the offseason, what have you. But I still think that, taking what you have, and one of the nice things about this reporting, you said that it might get more teams involved, but I also think that it probably lowers the cost that the Rockets would have to ultimately unload.
Lowers the cost for everybody.
And you still have a ton in your coffers to add Kevin Durant to where he's not being one of three guys that has to carry a Phoenix Sun team or one of three guys that has to carry a Brooklyn Nets team where they don't have a supporting cast. you have a supporting cast, and now you're able to do this where I think that would elevate the level of play, even at 37, that you would have with Kevin Durant.
The one thing I don't want to happen, I don't want, unless it's the number one overall pick, I don't want them to sit there and just pick all these young players anymore, man.
I agree, 100%.
I think we got enough. Mm-hmm. And, hell, Reed Shepard ain't even playing the minutes I thought he was going to play.
Yeah.
So, unless it's like the number one overall pick.
And that's why it's attractive with Durant.
Yeah. So, I'm fine with trading to get somebody else's experience.
Yeah. It still remains to be seen, ultimately, what the Rockets do. It's a great place to be if you're in a place where you're like, hey, one of the still probably top 15 to be conservative players in the league is a possibility for you. You're like, I don't know if I need the top 15 player on this team. It's a great place for the Rockets to be. They get back in. They're back in action tonight against the Lakers. We'll see if they run anybody of real, I guess, consequence per se out against the Lakers. But, yeah, two more games until we get to playoff basketball for your Houston Rockets. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including another update as to what's happening at the Masters. And you want a chance to take a picture with Hakeem Olajuwon? We'll talk about that next.